We've all watched movies. We've all gone to school or have had some sort of schooling at some point, and we've all been living through a pandemic. But you might be wondering, how does this all make sense? How does it all tie together? Well, today that's what we're going to be rambling about.
Okay, I'm excited for this. Today we have my first guest. I'm super excited. Your name is Holy Pete, as you go by. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm from sorry. I'm from Chile. I imagine, like the rest of you people listening to this, being fucked up by the quarantine. So it's okay to say curse words, right?
Yeah, of course. Don't
Ah,
worry
yeah,
about it.
great. Okay. So yeah, I've been basically, having a lot of trouble, but I guess this is a good place to vent. So yay.
Yes, I'm so happy that you think that. So hold on, can you hear me properly? Like,
Yeah,
yeah.
perfect.
Oh, okay. So, in your application, and when I first contacted you, you had this idea of talking about the pandemic affected, like how the pandemic affected teens, and you wanted to talk about that. And I think that that's really cool because I think we've heard a lot in the news about like how, employees have been hurt and how they're losing jobs and stuff, and how school is online, but we haven't been really like hearing a lot about how it's affecting people, like actually. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Personally, here in Chile, the news haven't been all about, the mental health. Like, that's super secondary here. And yeah, I think it's a big problem, because people need to be fine, like stable, But yeah, I think the quarantine, I've actually, I'm the one of those guys that want to study cinema. So yeah. So I've been writing about the quarantine, how it affected me in a personal level. And I think the biggest problem was, the lack of social interaction between people, like, of course, there's the Instagram and TikTok and all that chit chat, but I think we really just lost human contact, and that's such an important thing for basically any living being,
Yeah, I agree. I don't know about you, but for me, I had to go. I was supposed to start like my university, my first year, last year in around April, and I had to postpone that. I wasn't able to do that because I had to like wait and everything was closed. I couldn't come back and see my university. I had to wait till September to start my first year. It was awful, and I had the worst, like I had a really bad depression and I was frustrated and sad. So how did that affect you personally?
Well, personally, I was going through my last year of school that time, and I started college this year. But yeah, it was difficult because, the school at first said, okay, we're gonna do online classes, it's gonna be just for 2 weeks, so don't worry. And then the rest of the set happened, and it basically became 2 years, and time started to feel so slow but fast at the same time. Like, days happen so slowly. You feel like you're doing nothing, but you do things. Like, I still did some homework, or I don't know, anything else. Like, I actually started making videos there, because I was so bored. But
Yeah,
you do
of
things
course.
and they still felt slow because you didn't talk to anyone. You didn't tell anyone, hey, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And actually, at first, like for the first 3 months, I didn't have like any Discord or anything, so it was very difficult for me to chat to my friends. And then I figured out they made a server, and I kind of went a bit better there because I was able to talk to people. But at first, it was hard, dude. Like,
Yeah, I get that.
suddenly it was, I don't know, September, and the days still happened slowly as hell. And you felt like you'd been doing nothing, like you haven't been, I don't know, helping society.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I've always struggled making friends, and when I was younger, I used to like have a lot of online friends, but now, because I'm more busy, I don't have that kind of like connection with people. And actually, the friends that I did have, I wouldn't be able to see them as often. So I really like spent a lot of my time by myself thinking about like all of these things. And I'm like, I don't know, like I was overthinking, overanalyzing. It was awful.
Yeah.
And exactly how you said, like it's just, it feels like hell.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, you know, the overanalyzing. You overthink everything, you know, something that happened to me personally. Every time I went to sleep, I started thinking, okay, so Holly, here are your top 10 mistakes of your life. We're gonna repeat them 24/7. And it was horrible, dude.
Yes, I've done that as well. So I think I still do that because I'm still like stuck at home. So I find myself like throughout the day, like having these like memories. Like, you know, in games where you like unlock memories? Yeah, I feel like I have that.
Yeah, like Breath of the Wild, I think. Yeah, Breath of the Wild, it was.
I know. And I feel like maybe it's because I have like my anxiety and my depression. So sometimes I like think about things that have gone by throughout the years and I'm like, oh my God, why did I do that? I regret that so much.
Yeah, you know, something I haven't yet. I don't know. Other days I started dreaming like, or that I'm naked at school. Like, you know, the dreamy goes like, I'm finally back at school, you know. All this time, I'll be back with my friends, dude. We did very stupid stuff, like, I don't know, draw penises in
Exactly,
the
yeah.
burrow, in the, no, pizarra. No sé bien la palabra.
Yes, board,
That's
whiteboard.
it. We do stupid things like that, but when I came out of school, I was without my pants, and I was like, what the hell? Well,
Oh yes, those dreams are awful. They
yeah,
suck.
but they were like,
And they make you like, when, I don't know about you, but like when you wake up, you feel like the anxiety from the
yeah,
dream.
it's horrible,
It's
dude.
awful.
Like, you feel like everyone is talking about you, but at the same time, you feel bad for feeling that. I don't know if it's your case, but my case, you know, I feel like the anxiety of everyone is looking at me, everyone is thinking about me, but at the same time, I feel bad because why do you think everyone's talking about you? You egocentric fuck, you know? I feel like that, and it's like, I don't want to feel like this. Please stop.
Yeah, like I have really bad social anxiety, so for me it's like already hard to go outside. So when I have these situations that have to do, like even if it's in my dreams or at home or like maybe in a comfortable place, if I have something like that happen to me, I freak out and like I have a panic attack or I get really scared, I start to cry.
Yeah.
It's terrible,
No, in my case, what causes me panic attacks the most is heights. You know, I remember this one time we went for a vacation. You know, and it's actually the quarantine was ending here. Like we were in phase three. You know, we were all good. And my family says, "Hey, let's go to this mountain." And I was like, "I'm not sure, man. Like that looks kind of scary." And she says, "Nah, it's gonna be fine." When the car is starting to go up, you know, I sound like this. Yeah,
Hyperventilating.
it was horrible. And I was with my little cousins, you know, that they, I don't know why, but they looked me up as a hero. So they were like, oh my God, this person is human. This person has like feelings
Of
beyond being
course.
cool.
Of course. I think that happens to like all of us at some point. Like as kids, we see someone as this like amazing hero, like our parents, for example.
Yeah.
And then at some point we kind of realize like, oh my God, they're people too. They're not perfect.
Yeah, that.
Have you ever had like a situation like that?
Yeah, you know, with my mother especially, you know, because when I was little, she usually told me, like, don't talk about money and don't do certain stuff. But then at the 2 weeks, I saw her talking about money and doing that sort of stuff, and it was like, hey, you're a bit of a hypocrite, mother. So,
I understand.
yeah,
I
so. But
understand.
when it happened strongly, you know, once I went through the phase of being a kid and all, but in the quarantine, it was strongly as hell because, you know, suddenly I started to hear her and listen to her, sorry, cry at nights, and I was like, oh my God, she feels just like me. Oh my God.
I
It was
understand.
horrible.
In my case, I saw my parents start to fight more and have like more issues, and all of these things that I had ignored for a long time were finally coming to light, and I was at home, so I had to see it,
Yeah.
and it was heartbreaking because these are your parents.
Of course.
You love them and you want them to be together because that's what you all, that's like all you know.
Yeah.
So seeing like, for me, seeing that like go on and them not being able to like resolve all these problems is when I realize like, wow, they're people too. They have their problems and sometimes they don't know how to fix them.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. But I think you know, that part of the quarantine was good in the sense that it forced us to face our problems in some cases, you know. Like, I feel, yeah, I went through this rough shit and all, but I feel like I come out a better person at the end of the day. You know, I know what I do wrong, I know what I do right, and I can fix it. I can become better. And I think it's
What's like one in oh, sorry,
no,
continue,
please, please
sorry.
ask.
like what was something that you feel like quarantine made better, and what is something that you feel like quarantine made worse for you?
Well, for starters, I was a person that usually, you know, it sounds bad in my head. It sounds horrible, maybe, but I feel like I'm very talented in some stuff, but I don't do it because, because I'm basically lazy. And the quarantine basically made me, you know, like start doing things. Like I start editing videos, or I started writing scripts. Not at all. At first, they were horrible. Like, you know, the dialogue was like, I feel depressed, so my character development from now on will be not be depressed. It was horrible, but now I've become better in that sense. You know, I've started doing things, things that I knew I could do but never did, and I think the quarantine helped me do that, even though it was through basically torture at some point, but it helped me.
So that's like what you feel like was good for you during quarantine, and what was bad for you?
Well, of course, you know, I had depresión infantil, no sé cómo se dice en inglés.
¿Me lo puedes repetir, por favor?
Depresión infantil.
Childhood depression.
Yeah, and like when a kid has depression, basically. But I had that, and it affected me for a while. But I kind of went over, went through it, you know, and.
Did you have like professional help? Did you go to
Yeah,
therapy
I
or
went
by
to a
yourself
therapist,
mostly?
to a psychiatrist, all that
Oh, okay.
mumble.
And how was that for you? Did you feel like therapy helped?
Yeah, they helped a lot for a while. After that, you know, the psychologist in specific, you know, started being like, yeah, kid, you know, all good, but I don't care. So that was bad for a while, but I went through it. But it came back strong as hell in the quarantine. Sorry about that. I leave just.
Oh, no, don't worry, it's
Okay.
fine. I understand.
Yeah. So basically I went through that when I was a kid, and it came back strong as hell in the quarantine. You know, I started feeling depressed, started feeling anxiety, all these things I've told you know, about my top 10 mistakes and shit.
I
So
understand, yeah.
yeah, it was horrible in that sense, and I started fighting with my mother, you know, more often than usual. You know, like, hey, Holly, do this, Holly, do that. And I was like, let me do it when I feel like it, please. Right now, I'm kind of suffering. So,
I understand, yes. Like sometimes adults like kind of don't realize that we too have problems, even though we're young and we may not have like as much experience in life as them, we still have these things that affect us.
I totally agree, dude. Like, for example, my mother, like, she never thought about depression coming back until I told her, "Mom, I feel kind of depressed." And I feel too that adults kind of are a bit out of touch with that. Like, my mother's trying to help me, of course. I don't blame her for anything, you know. She's an angel, but. You know, she wouldn't be very soft with the things, so she will just go like, "Hey, Peter, here are your pills for depression. Take them and you will feel better." And it was like that, "Mom, can you just kind of be a bit in touch? Thank you." They were too
Have you
direct,
like
that's the
ever
word, direct, with
okay,
me.
Dara.
So.
I understand. Have you like sat her down and maybe like tried talking to her about it?
Yeah, many times. It kind of worked. I kind of didn't, but you know, I don't live with her anymore, so I don't have that problem.
Oh, okay. I understand. I also recently moved out. I don't live with my parents anymore. And I feel like, at least for me, it's been hard because I have to like unlearn so many things that I started doing because I was living with my parents. And now that I don't live with them, I have to like get used to a different routine and take care of myself. And also, like, I don't have that constant anxiety of like, oh no, I didn't do this, and my parents are like gonna scold me or something like
Yeah,
that.
at the beginning I had it though, because I was a bit traumatized with my mother asking me for do stuff. So basically, it was 8 p.m. and I said, "Damn, I didn't wash the dishes." It doesn't matter. My mom isn't here, so she won't yell at me for it. Okay, I'll do it in the morning. Like it's,
Yeah, I do that too.
yeah,
Same.
it's not the cleanest thing in the world, but it's just the dishes, you know.
One day it's fine. One day is fine.
Yeah, you know, like it will be different if it's a week the dishes have been there, but now it's just a few hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's like no one else is gonna suffer, really. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
Oh yeah, go on.
and the first days too, where I was very used because I worked with my parents at home too. I started working when I was 16 to make some money, Yeah, it was difficult. I don't recommend it at all because I first
What did you work in?
retail. I
Oh,
sell clothes and all, but
okay.
it was horrible. The clients are nightmare. But
Really?
yeah, no, they go like, "So, young man," it's basically Karens. The Karens meme, it's so real. It's it's not a joke. Like
Oh my
they'll
God.
tell you about discounts, I was about to work actually at a McDonald's, but I decided not to because I thought people would be even more violent about their food than their
Oh
clothes.
yeah, definitely.
I was wrong. People were very violent about their clothes. So,
Yeah, really?
yeah.
Wow.
No one ever hit me or anything, but they were kind of annoying.
Of course, I can imagine. People are really picky with like customer
Yeah,
service.
and the customer service wasn't great at all, but it wasn't for someone to yell at me or yell at my boss like, "You should fire this dude." Like a woman
Oh my
once came to
God,
my
they would say
boss.
stuff
Yeah, a woman once came to my
that?
boss and said, "You should fire this guy. He's horrible."
Oh my
He didn't
God,
fire me.
that's
I still work there
awful.
actually, but yeah, it was customers are hard, man.
Oh my God. And is it better now or is it still the same?
Kind of better because I got better at it, so I don't make mistakes that I don't know. If a girl asks me
Okay.
for a pair of shoes, I don't take 10 minutes, I take 5 minutes now because I know where things are more organized,
Yeah, of course. So it's also like the experience that's
Yeah,
helping.
experience helped me a lot in that job. But going back to what I was saying, at the beginning, I used my money to go out with friends or to buy cookies in the store next. And I was so used to spending my money, just in stuff I wanted, like video games or anything, that when I needed to start using it for rent stuff, like the first months, I barely made it. And I was like,
I
"Okay,
see.
Peter, you need to be more responsible about this because it's not working like this." So.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, personally, right now I don't work, but like I definitely have to manage my own money, and I understand like sometimes you want to buy something, it's like, oh my God, I'm finally gonna buy this, and then you're like, oh wait, I have to eat. I have to pay bills. Oh fuck, like what? How am I supposed to do? Oh no. Like I mean, like actually a couple hours ago I was freaking out because like I just checked my bank account and I'm so low on money and I have like to pay a bill like next week and I don't have enough. So now I have to figure out how I'm gonna do that
Dude,
and
that's
it's like so
horrible.
stressful.
That's horrible. This is why this is a friend of mine actually does something that it helps him a lot with money. I have to borrow from him sometimes, which I don't know
Oh,
if it's something
really?
that happens to you, but when you ask things for people, you feel horrible.
Oh,
Like,
yes, I understand that
I
feeling.
feel like a parasite, dude. And it's like, "I'm just asking for a little borrow. I will pay him. I know I will pay him, so don't feel so bad." He has asked you for a lot of things too. You have given to him. So it's fine, but in my head, I still feel like a parasite, so it's.
Yeah, I understand. I feel the same way, especially like when I have family here, so sometimes whenever I need something, I'll like ask them and I'll end up feeling really bad for asking them, even though there's nothing wrong. And like the other person isn't telling me like, oh my gosh, you have to like pay me back as soon as you can. Like,
No,
yada yada, like
the other person
no.
is super nice to you. That's the worst part.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like you and your anxiety are like, no, you have to like freak out about this. And it's exactly, it's terrible. I hate it. But yeah, I understand.
No, I'm studying
Oh
cinema,
wow,
because you
that's
know,
like
like,
film?
yeah, film,
Oh, and
that's it.
what do you do in that?
We basically have to record a lot of stuff,
Oh.
and it's not about, you know, how to make good movies, it's basically how to do movies in
Oh,
general.
okay.
So they don't tell you to not use a Deus Ex Machina to finish your project. They tell you to, hey, if you want to use your Deus Ex Machina, do it, but you need to film it right.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, and
So yeah,
like,
it gives you a lot of freedom to what projects you want to make. That's the good part.
So like with film, where do you want to go with that? Like, do you have you always wanted to study film, or have you wanted to study something else and then you came to film? How did you find it? Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, it at the first, you know, when I was 15, something like that, I wanted to study journalism, specifically in sports, soccer and all that stuff. I lost interest in soccer when my country started to do bad at soccer.
I get that. I know that feeling.
Yeah, like, oh my God, we won two Copa
Oh my
Americas.
God, wow,
Now we do
yes.
nothing.
And now, exactly, now we're terrible. That's so sad.
Yeah, so I started to lose interest and I gave that away. And I started to focus on film because, you know, there was this side of me that always felt kind of alone, like wanting to tell things to people but wasn't able to. Like, sometimes I can't explain my mother how I feel. Like, she tells me, are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling this and this? And I say, I don't know how to explain it to you.
I understand that.
But when I watch movies, I feel the emotions of the director in the screen. It's something so weird to me, but I just feel it, you know? I feel like this guy is trying to tell me something.
Okay.
And I feel like film has become that medium where I can communicate that finally, you
So it's
know?
like an
I feel
expression
like.
of your feelings, of your like of your emotions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
I feel it that way. I think all art should be that, you know, expression of feelings, and personally, because if an art doesn't have, you know, a meaning, then what's the point of the art,
Oh, yeah.
personally for me?
That I definitely resonate with that, because I tend to paint and draw a lot, and oftentimes like I used to think like, oh, I'm just gonna paint this, like when I was younger, I'm gonna paint this because I think it looks cool. But now when I paint something, it's like I'm trying to communicate something, even though like nobody might
Yeah.
see it and no one's gonna know what it means, I know what it means.
Yeah, that's great, dude. I really resonate with that too.
Well, is that how you
You
feel about
know,
your works as well? Do you have any?
I haven't had any yet. You know, I record some things at film school, but they're not mine. They're of a group
Oh,
project. I don't know,
yes.
something that I like. And so, I'm now trying to. I'm finishing my script and my movie, and once I do that, I want to record it. So I'm working to save money so I can rent the cameras and all that stuff. The complicated part is I'm in Chile, but I draw the script in English because it's more easy to sell that way. You know, if I want to sell the
Okay.
movie to Netflix, it's way more easy if I do it in English, you know?
How long have you spoken
Sorry
English
about
for?
it. You know, my father went to live to USA when I was 6 months old.
Okay.
So basically all my life,
Oh, wow.
because he taught
That's
me.
great.
So yeah, there's still some words that I forget
Of course,
sometimes,
yeah.
but yeah, I think I have a pretty good
Yeah, it's
English
really good. It's really
overall.
good.
So yeah, I feel confident in that side, but how can I say this? But I feel like if I don't make my movies in English, no one will watch them. That it's something that sometimes people say, like, you know, it's my art, it's fine if no one sees it, which it's something I really admire because I'm not able to do that. Like I need people to see my
Yeah, I
art.
understand that.
So
You're looking for like
if no one watches my movie, I will feel like bad as hell.
Yeah, I
So
understand. That makes sense. 'Cause like you want that kind of validation from people, like you made this amazing
yeah,
thing.
that's
You want
it.
people to appreciate it.
That's it. That's the word, validation, dude. I've never thought of that.
Exactly. It's like
So
validation.
thank
You're
you.
looking for people to appreciate your work.
Yeah, I really
Yeah,
am.
exactly. That
You
makes
know,
total
like
sense. And you have like every right to feel that because you're making something that's so important to you, you want to share it with people. And you want people to like how do you say it? Appreciate that and resonate with it as well. And that will make, of course, if they feel good about it, you'll feel good about it too.
yeah, you know, that's the most important word, I think, resonate. I like an artist, I imagine, you know, I'm not an artist yet, but I imagine they feel like, okay, I want people to resonate with this. Like, there's this great movie about Alfred Hitchcock, you know, when he was making his first movie, and he's like looking at the audience, and when that is reacts, like he wants to react, he's so happy, and it's like, yeah, I can resonate with that.
Oh, that's like I think it's really important because like I mean you also mentioned that you wanted to talk about movies and you were talking about how movies can help someone going through really difficult times. And I
Yeah.
definitely can also feel that because whenever I've been sad or something, I'll put a movie that I really, really like and it'll make me feel better.
Yeah, there are, you know, comfort movies that are known as. Like, for example, I don't know, my comfort movie is Spider-Man 2.
Oh, okay, that's a
Sorry,
good
my
movie.
lighter just fell off. Yeah, you know, because it's about this guy that's super depressed, dude, and doesn't know how to fix his life, but at the end of the day, he figures out I need to do the right thing and risk it a bit to be happy. And it's like, oh my God, he's great, he's perfect.
Yeah, that's I mean, I've not like watched the movie in a long time, but yeah, it's a really good movie. And I wanted to ask you
Yeah.
like, do you think, well, what are the movies you would recommend people watch that would maybe help them when they're going through a difficult time? And like, why do you think movies help people in general?
Well, I would recommend, you know, my mainly Pixar or DreamWorks, you know, which are just masterpieces overall, unless we're talking about Shark Tale, that's horrible. But yeah, I would recommend Pixar, DreamWorks, you know, they're very wholesome overall,
Yeah, I
and
definitely agree
yeah,
with
some of
that.
them are depressing, but they always have like a light at the end of the tunnel,
Like something to look
which is
forward
very
to?
important. Yeah, like
Okay.
for example, Toy Story 3. Like, you know, you say goodbye to Andy, you know, and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, you meet a new kid. You know, you can still play with someone. You can still
Yeah.
be happy.
That's
You know, even though you say
so like
goodbye.
there's always a
It's a great message.
there's always like a positive side to everything.
Yeah, you know, or in, well, Trek no, because Trek usually has very wholesome stuff.
Yes.
No joke, Trek movies are
I mean,
masterpieces, dude.
yeah,
Like,
like
they're
who
so
hasn't
good.
watched Shrek movies? I don't know anyone who doesn't watch Shrek.
Yeah, no, they're so good. I love them. Yeah, a
Yeah, which
lot,
one's your favorite,
actually.
like out of all four of them?
Trek 2. Trek
Same!
2, definitely.
Yes! The second one is the best one!
It's the best.
Exactly.
It's the
I'm
best,
glad you
no
have
doubt.
taste,
You
man.
know,
You have taste. You have
yeah.
taste. Because, like,
You
most
know.
people be like, oh, the first one's kind of good. And I'm like, what do you mean, kind of? Okay, first of all, it's good. And second of all, number two is best.
It's not the best,
Exactly.
sorry. You know, my top personally is Trek 2, Forever
Oh,
After,
really?
1. Yeah, Forever After, I just love it. You know, the ending makes me weep all the time,
Yeah.
so I just love that movie. And I love Fiona in that movie.
Oh
Like,
yeah, she's so badass. She's so good.
yeah, she's so badass. And it's like, this is what they needed to do with the character, dude. Thank
Exactly.
you.
I feel like that was like a good way for like her to go. I don't know, for like the character, I
Yeah,
think it was really good. It's really good.
it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But like
And finally, the one that everyone hates, it's Shrek the
Oh
Third,
really?
which I hate too.
I don't
I
think it
hate that
was
movie.
that
I'll...
bad, but like the I don't know about you, but like the introduction of like the princesses, like the other princesses, I didn't really get that.
That
That
was,
was kind of weird.
yeah, that was like the good scene
Really?
for me. For me, yeah.
No, wow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of found it
I
weird.
mean, I have nothing against Justin Timberlake, but I just didn't vibe with his character at all.
Oh yeah, that was also kind of a bummer.
I think.
Well, maybe they didn't think it through.
Yeah, no, I didn't think they
Probably.
did,
And like,
but hey, you
those are
know.
like very like. I mean, now Shrek is like what? At least the first movie came out 10 years ago, maybe.
I think it's 20 years ago,
Yo,
but I'm not
I'm
sure. Let me
old.
look it up. Yeah, no,
I'm old.
it's weird to think about that.
Yeah, but I was gonna say like, oh,
I'm
they're
gonna look
like
it
10
out.
years old. That's not that bad. Nah, bro.
No, it's 2001. 20 years ago.
That's when I was
Oh my God.
born. I'm, oh my God.
Jesus.
I am so old. I think another commencing existential crisis again. No.
Yeah, no, I've. Oh my
I
God.
did not
Shrek,
realize
you're
it had been
old.
20 years since Shrek came out.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God, Shrek the Third came out in 2007.
What? No.
Jesus.
Well, I guess it's time to dig my grave. I'm done.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But like, I feel old right now because like I remember those movies coming out and waiting for them to come out to go watch them. And I was,
Yeah.
what, how old
No,
was I in 2007? I was 6 years old.
Childhood goes awful just like that. It's
Man,
horrible.
I just.
No, I remember going out to my the first movie I watched in cinemas, I was 4, I think.
Oh, really?
It was for Spider-Man 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was it? Was it a good
And
experience?
I love that movie. Most people hate it, but I fucking love it. I don't
Oh.
know, man. It's my favorite movie of all time. I know people will say,
I
really? Spider-Man 3?
mean, yeah, why
Like,
not? They're
he
good
dances.
movies. They're good movies.
But yeah, but I think the dance is so good, dude. Like,
Yeah.
he starts dancing in the middle of street because he's an egocentric asshole, dude.
But like
That's
it's that's
the
what's funny about it. It's great.
point. Yeah,
It's
exactly.
great. I agree. You're right.
Yeah.
So those are all like older movies. Are there any like newer movies that you feel like people should watch? Maybe you like them, maybe you don't like them. What's your thought on like newer movies?
Well, you know, I think most movies that come out to my mind like right now are very depressing, so I wouldn't recommend them. I mean, if you're feeling good, watch them. You know, like for example, Evangelion.
Oh.
It's not a movie, it's an anime,
Yes, yeah,
but
I
it's
love
so
anime.
fucking good.
Go on, yeah.
It's so
I
fucking good.
haven't watched it,
Eli,
to
like
be
Jesus
honest. I
Christ.
haven't watched it.
I strongly recommend it. In a way that you
Just
feel
'cause you
good,
recommended it, I'm
because.
gonna watch it and I'll let you know what I
Thank you. I
think.
appreciate that. I recommend watching it with someone though, because it is really depressing at the beginning.
No, really?
Yeah, and the last two episodes are a mind fuck, like.
Oh, well.
But it's good. It's so good.
I mean, I've heard good things. Everybody says it's a classic and like you have to watch it. And I've always been so scared to start it because I'm like, oh no, what if I don't like it and everybody cancels me? Oh no. But
I wouldn't worry about that. Like, your taste is your
I
taste.
mean,
That's
yeah,
fine.
true. But like, I mean, I'm not involved in the anime community as much. But like, I have friends who like have said like, oh my God, watch it. It's like super good. And I'm like, what if I don't like it? Are you gonna like stop talking to me?
No, yeah, that's a fear. I had the same fear when I watched, what was this? Far From Home? The Mysterio one? Which I didn't like at the end, surprisingly.
No, really?
Yeah, no, I it's because it's basically because I'm a fanboy at
Oh,
this point of the character.
okay.
So it was like, that's not Spider-Man. That's just a kid with an iron suit.
I understand the feeling. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
It's because I read too much comics, you know,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
everything comics'
I
fault.
haven't really read any of the comics, unfortunately.
I don't recommend
You don't recommend it?
that.
Oops. Oops. Good thing I didn't start it then.
No. Yeah, no, they're so confusing, you know, like sometimes there are three universes
Oh,
and then the
yeah.
universe reboots. There's literally a reboot because of a fucking hamburger.
No.
Yes, no,
Please tell me you're kidding. Please tell me you're
No,
kidding.
I'm not. That's the worst part. I'm not.
No. Oh my God. Hold on. Dude, this whole episode is just me having an existential crisis. Oh my god! I
Yeah.
can't believe I'm gonna post this on the internet. Well, I guess that's like the good part about it. At least I'm not suffering by myself.
Yeah, no, it's good to have a group of people to suffer, you
I
know?
mean, yeah, like, I don't know about you, but like in my life, I've had very few people who've wanted to like genuinely listen to me about my issues, or even if I don't have issues, like about the things that I love. Like, I love anime, I love Ghibli movies and
They're so good.
DreamWorks and Pixar movies. I love unicorns and mermaids and all of that stuff. And whenever I've expressed that to people, I've to some extent receive some sort of like rejection from them just because I like these things, or maybe I don't like a certain thing and they're like, oh my god, you don't like that, excuse me, I can't be friends with you, like, you know.
Yeah, no, sometimes with my friends, I'm usually like known as the hater
No
in my
way.
group of friends. Yeah, because I do agree that I criticize things too much, but I won't say I like something if I don't, you know?
Yeah, of course,
I
and you
try to
have
be
every
honest about
right to
that.
not like something. You just don't like it.
Yeah,
I
podcast.
was gonna ask, how busy are you? Because this project of mine, right, this podcast is like a one person project. So I was gonna ask you, if you have free time, we can work on this project together.
I would love
Like,
to.
I want to formally, like, on the podcast, I want to formally invite you to work with me on this project. You can help me like find more people, host the podcast. We can talk to people from all around the world and share ideas and movies and recommendations and, you know, just a safe space for like people to talk.
Yeah, I think your project actually been loving it since I saw the announcement on TikTok. You know, it's just such a great idea. You know, like people need to tell their problems to someone, even if it's a random person on the internet. I think it's good for them,
Like,
you know?
for me, like, this project has been something that I've been thinking about for years. And I've always thought about it because, like, no one's ever been able to, like, give me. I've never had, like, a steady group of friends or a best friend that I've been friends with for years where I can just sit and tell them, like, everything. And I feel like a lot of people don't have that, especially during like the pandemic, as you were saying, there we've lost that like social
Yeah.
interaction with people, and we've lost a lot of friends and connections that were important to us. And being able to provide that for people, in whether they want to be known for it or whether they anonymously want to share that, is important to me.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. No, I personally, I'm just talking about my experience here because it's the one I can tell, but not having someone to talk to, it's hard, dude. Like having all those feelings inside of you and not letting them out, it's horrible. And I think this is a great space for people to do that. Of course, you won't be able to help every
Of
person in the world because
course,
that's
but
just
maybe like
impossible.
I
But you can help some people.
exactly, like you can lend at least a listening ear, and you can be like, you know what? Even though no one's heard you, I heard you, and I understand your pain, and if I can help you, let me know and I'll help you know? Like,
Yeah,
I've always wanted to do
that's.
that, and I want to thank you for coming today. Like, honestly, when I saw your application and you were like the first person who like sent in the form, I was like so excited. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, somebody's giving me a chance, somebody believes in this.
Is actually happening.
It's actually happened. Like, I'm still in shock. I'm like, oh my god, this is, I'm actually talking to a person who is interested in this project and believes in this. Like, you have no idea how much that means to me.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say I imagine, but I really can't.
I
You
mean,
know,
like,
but
again, I'm formally inviting you if you want to be a part of this project and you want to help me help other people, and we could like make episodes in Spanish and like reach more people, we can help more people. I think that maybe it would be a really great.
yeah, I think it would. I think, you know, we could. Oh, I have this great idea.
Go
You
on,
know,
go on.
like I know you speak Spanish too, but like you're a better English speaker than I am. So, what do you think if you make the English ones and I make the Spanish ones, and we have like
Yes.
this all in one project, you
Yes,
know,
I w
so we
that's
can reach more
absolutely
people.
exactly. Like that's what we can do, and then we can like host them together sometimes or separately, or we can bring in
That would
our
be
own
great.
guests. It's a great idea, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, I actually believe a lot in your podcast. I think it's fucking great,
I
dude.
thank you. I've been like dreaming about doing this for years, like I said, and I want more people involved in this. So, you are very welcome.
Yeah.
If you want to work on this, I'm glad to
I
be
really
working.
do.
Okay, you're hired, man. Let's go.
Great. Let's
We
go.
gonna make moves out here. We're gonna help people. We're gonna give free therapy even though we're not licensed.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
It really has.
No, it does. It. Oh my God. I'm having like a moment. I'm so happy right now.
That's great,
Not
dude.
really. I
No,
was
it's
feeling really
great.
sucky earlier today because like I'm alone in my own home and like I didn't have anything to do. And then I remembered, oh my God, I have an appointment for like the recording today. Wow, let's talk. And I was like kind of nervous, but now I'm fine. Like I'm great.
Yeah.
You're awesome, dude.
No, I remember that 2 p.m. today, I said, "All right, I have this cool thing to do."
Yeah.
And then my psyche computer said, "Huh, I'm gonna turn off for the rest
Oh
of the
no,
day."
you know when like I texted you, it was like 3:18 and I was like, oh no, he hasn't said anything. Maybe he's gonna cancel on me and he doesn't wanna like work or
No,
anything.
no, no. I
Like
wouldn't dare.
I was like really worried. So when you actually called, I was nervous because I was like, oh my God. Well, sorry, you texted back and I was like, oh my God, like maybe he's doing this because he has to or he feels like he has to. And
No, I don't feel like an obligation, dude. Like, I don't do things that I feel obligated to do.
oh, okay,
I do
good.
things that I think are cool, or I like, basically.
Yeah, cause like
And this I like a lot.
I'm glad. I'm real you don't know how happy that makes me. Especially like now that I hope we're gonna be working together, so that's really cool. Like I'm excited.
Yeah, you know, dude, you need to work with people that believe the same things you do, you
Yeah,
know? I
and
mean, not
like
exactly, like, that doesn't mean like an atheist can work with a Christian person, no, not at
exactly
all, but
like it's really important that people believe in you. And oftentimes we think like
yeah,
our
that's
people
it.
are going to like the people who are going to believe in you are like your friends or your family, but sometimes you don't get that. And I don't know about you, but I have not gotten that. Like my family, I've told my family like, "Hey, I'm going to start a podcast." And they're like, "Oh, cool." And that's it. And you're kind of like
No,
expecting
that
for
has
like a
happened with my
better
father.
response and you're like, "Oh my God, can I be helping you? Can I be a part of it?" Like, "No, none of that." And you're like, "Oh, well, fuck. Okay, fuck me then."
Yeah, no, that happened with my father when I told him I was gonna make a movie. He said, "But why?" And I was like, "Because I want to, you know?" And he said, "Holly,
Exactly.
you're gonna be poor." And I was like, "Damn, that's thanks, dude."
Exactly. Like that's it's the same with my dad. Like I remember when I told him like I was gonna start a business, he's like, "Okay. I don't think it's gonna go well, but like sure." And I'm like, "That's what you have to tell me? That's what you're gonna say to your own like child? Like your
Yeah,
parents are
like I
supposed to
understand where
be."
they're coming from, dude. Like they're scared that we're gonna fail and all that. Chimichanga.
Yeah, I
Chimichanga.
get that.
But you know, believe at least in your son or and daughter, dude. Like
Yeah, exactly.
they're
Like
trying here.
it's kind of like part of the job to like let them fuck up. But like when they fuck up, be
Yeah.
there for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I
Like
don't know.
my father, he has saw me fuck up with school all these years because I didn't do good in school at all. You know, it wasn't for me. I don't know. It sounds like that classical like shitty argument like school wasn't for me because I'm a bad boy or something. No, it's just I don't know. I never felt comfortable. But yeah, I think that's why he doesn't have any hopes on me.
Oh, dude, I feel the same. Like my dad's the same. I feel like I don't know, he never says it out loud, but I always feel like I'm a disappointment to my dad. And
Yeah,
I'm like,
that happens quite a lot.
well, okay, like yeah, it happens a lot where like he doesn't tell me, but he's like disappointed. Like you can tell like he's disappointed in me. And it's
Yeah,
such a
like
sucky
the
feeling.
disappointment stare, like
Yeah,
the look in his
exactly.
eyes.
Exactly. Que hacen como una cara ahí que dice, o sea, usted no es mi hija.
Sí.
Oh, no. I hate that feeling.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh.
me too.
And
That's, you know, the good part about your parents being divorced since you're 6 months old is that he doesn't live with you, so you don't have to
Oh,
see his
really? Your
disappointment face
parents are
every day.
divorced?
Since I was 6 months old. It's
Wow. That's all. So, like, you've never lived with your dad?
No.
Wow.
Like I've gone visit him, you know, in his country a lot of times, but
Oh, so your dad's like not from
beyond that, I
Chile?
haven't. No, he's from Argentina.
Oh, wow. So you're like half from Chile and half from Argentina?
Yeah, so I'm basically half poor and half poor. It's true though.
Fuck. No, but like I think like what hit me was like how real that was. Oh my God. That's so sad.
Well, we live in South America, baby. That's
Crap.
what can I
That was
tell
so unexpected. I did not see that happening.
you? Well, you
Oh
know,
my God.
when you can barely pay rent,
Oh yeah.
you start making jokes.
Oh man. Oh, this got real. Fuck. No, I understand. Right now, actually, fun fact, I don't have to pay rent because I live in my like grandma's house, and my grandma like she died a year ago, and this house is like too big for me, but I have to take care of it, and it's a mess.
You know, that's. I mean, it's great you don't have to pay rent, but
Yeah, but I think I'd
it is a
rather
bit
worry
sad that
about
you're.
rent 'cause now I have to take care of like three of my grandma's cats. Not
Oh.
exciting, though.
Yeah, that seems kind of
Do you
sad, not
have
gonna lie.
pets?
Two dogs, in
Oh,
fact.
that's
One of
cute.
them is looking at me right now with a face of, get me out of this
Oh,
house, I wanna
yeah,
go
I
out,
understand
but.
that. I have a cat who got injured like 2 days ago, and we had to take him to the vet. And he
Oh,
can't go
shoot.
outside because like the doctor was like he can't go outside, he's still hurt. And so this entire morning he woke me up and was like meowing the entire time of like let me go outside, let me go outside, and I couldn't let him go outside. And now he's mad at me.
Yeah, like animals do that a lot. Personally, this dog, you know, he had some problems because he's like salchicha, and I don't know how to say it in English.
Sausage dog.
So. You know, I thought it was like that, but then I heard it in my mind and I was like,
Sí,
no,
los
that can't be
perros
right.
salchichas, ¿no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
They're sausage
it makes
dogs.
sense, but at the same time, you know, I think. Yo creo que los gringos como que lo dirían de otra forma, no sé,
Como,
como qué sé yo.
suave. No le dicen como wiener dogs. Algo así.
Eso.
Eso.
Eso es.
Sí.
Yeah, wiener
Ajá,
dogs. That's it.
sí. A mí es que me suena feo, entonces no lo digo así.
Yeah, of course. I get why.
Yeah, it sounds weird, so I'm like, no, I don't say that. But, like, yeah, I usually say sausage dog. But, yeah, I think in some places they say wiener dogs.
Yeah. So he has problems with his back,
Aww.
like, since he's been alive,
Aww,
basically.
that's so sad.
No, but he's got better.
Oh,
He
okay,
just
that's good.
cost a lot of money in operations, but, you know, we forgave him. It's not his fault.
How is he old or?
Now yes,
Aww.
he's now yes, of course now. He's like 9 years old, yeah,
Oh
something like that.
wow. That's like my cat. My cat's like
Yeah.
10. Almost 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, I'm sad now. Dang.
Yeah, you
Crap.
know, sometimes when he sleeps with me, you know, like he sleeps in my feet,
Oh yeah.
basically. And sometimes when I'm with him, I'm thinking, man, this dog wouldn't be alone forever, and I get sad, and it's like, I don't want to be alive anymore.
Yeah, I get that. I get that feeling all the time. Like sometimes my cats annoy me a lot, but then when you think about it, they're like, "Oh, like they're old. They're not gonna be here in a while." And you're like, "I'm gonna
Yeah,
cry."
it gets sobby. Luckily, I have another dog which is 4 years
Wow,
old,
young.
so she will be alive for the long road. That's a
Yeah,
good part.
that's good. At least you have someone with you, you know? It's nice to be.
Yeah, you know, I think it's very important to have someone when you have to cry. It sounds a bit cold to say this, but when the Kobo is the name of the sausage dog, when he dies, you know, it's important to have another dog for me.
Yeah.
Like, because I use dogs as an emotional protection,
Yeah, I
personally.
understand that. Like, pets kind of give you sometimes the emotional support you can't get from other people.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's incredible.
So I think the one thing that I missed out on asking you earlier when we were talking about like school and stuff was like you also mentioned you wanted to talk about how the school system didn't help, specifically in South America. So like in
Yeah.
your experience or in your opinion, how is the situation? Why do you feel like that?
Well, basically because I haven't ever felt supported by the school system, like I received a lot of bullying, and their usual answer was, to the guy that was bullying me, their answer was, "Don't do it."
Oh my God,
Okay, goodbye.
really?
So yeah, it was very fucking useless. I feel like that all the time. I wasn't the best kid either, like I did get in trouble a lot because I was basically a kid and I was stupid, but I still felt bad.
Yeah, I understand.
And I feel like the school tried to help me, but I never was able to. And I feel like this happened too in the online system because we're in a point that grades matter more than what you learn. I didn't learn a thing my last year of school. My last 4 years of school, actually, beyond the pandemic. I didn't learn a thing.
Wow.
Like, I have the same knowledge I had from eighth grade. I passed because the important part is not to be a good student and learn, it's to just get good grades. And there's tricks to get good grades, like, oh, I need to discuss, for example, in an option question, I'm gonna make a very dumb example, but 2
Go
plus
on.
2, how much it is?
Oh.
A, 4, B, 6, C,
Okay.
25. I don't know. So instead of actually solving it, I just,
Skip.
play Descarto.
Like, no las sigas.
No, como que descarto opciones.
Ah, okay, like, ¿cómo se dice? Como, ¿cuál? O sea, como, ¿adivinar?
No, por ejemplo, sé que la suma es de un dígito,
Ajá, sí.
entonces descarto
Ah,
la que tenga dos
ya.
dígitos.
Okay, so like, select the ones that you think are correct, yeah.
Yeah, like it was basically, I didn't actually learn anything. It was like in Second World War, the Egyptians weren't alive, so nothing about the Egyptians would be the right answer.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, of course, that makes sense, yes.
Yeah, so you could do so much tricks to get good grades and actually not study at all that the system doesn't force you to do
Of
that.
course, yeah.
I shouldn't think it should force you, but it should try, like at least, I don't blame the teachers
Yeah.
though because they actually I don't know how it's in Costa Rica, but here it's like if a teacher gets too many students reproved, they get fired.
Oh, wow.
So the teachers actually, like the system doesn't, it's forcing grades and not knowledge.
Oh,
Like,
okay. Yeah, I get that.
there should be a better way to prove your knowledge,
Yeah,
than
I
just grades,
understand. Like,
because
it's not just exams, is what you're trying to say.
yeah, that's it.
I
That's
understand.
it.
Like, personally, here in Costa Rica, I don't know because I never studied here until now. Like, I'm in university and I'm studying here now. But before, I was studying in the United Arab Emirates because my family lives there. And I did all of
Okay.
like my like school, like primary, secondary, high school, So I did
Yeah.
it all over there, and we had to do this like British system by Pearson, which was called Edexcel, and basically there were these like college level exams at grade 11 and 12 where you had to like, for example, I took economics. So what they would do in the exam was like, okay, analyze this economy. And they would give you like two paragraphs and you had to write like four answers based on those two paragraphs of a whole economy.
Yeah, that seems hard, but I think it's I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I think it's more useful than just giving, like it's A, B, or C. You know, like it actually kind of tests
Oh,
your
okay, so
knowledge,
like not
not.
multiple choice.
Yeah, you know, most of the tests here are multiple
Oh,
choice.
really?
Yeah, like there can be some like questions that needs you to develop something, but most of the times, you know, you don't need to have the knowledge. You just have to read the text that you have up very well. You know, for example, and the knowledge they give you, it's not very, you know, expanded, you could say. Because, for example, in language, we've been studying comprensión lectora.
La entiendo, pero no sé cómo
Sí, well,
ese.
basically, how to analyze things, you could say, by reading. And it was the same knowledge for the last 5 years of school. And it was like, I'm pretty sure you can expand that
Yeah,
more.
of course.
Like, analyzing a text is not a subject that can take 5 years of school time. It's not. It's just not expanded enough.
Okay.
Like, I get World War II taking 5 years of school, you know,
Really?
because it's fucking World War II. Like,
So, like,
it has a lot of
yeah, of course, it
content.
has a lot. Like, there's so much that happened.
Yeah. But analyzing a text, I don't know, I don't feel like it should.
I understand, like, multiple choice is easy because, like, somebody could, like, easily cheat or guess and still pass, and that
Yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean that they actually know what happened.
Yeah, and beyond that, it's how they teach you. They teachers, you know, I really don't blame them because they are forced to do this by how their works were here. But they, instead of teaching you the subjects, most of the time they teach you tricks to solve the evaluation, you know. So they teach you this trick of disregarding some options, you know. They teach you the trick of, you know, if you have put C a lot of times, mark A, or if you have mark A a lot of times, mark B, etc. They teach you how to cheat, basically, but in a not cheating level, but in a way that doesn't annoy the school.
Yeah, okay, I understand. I understand, 'cause like for us, even though we had to like we had lo que le dicen preguntas de desarrollo, we like where we had to develop and we had to analyze, like, for example, the same example I was using earlier, the economy, had to analyze an economy. But the thing is that we would hadn't studied the economy prior, and like our teachers wouldn't teach us like the methods to like actually analyze. What she would do was tell us, okay, so in the like the past papers where like exams from the past, you know, she would give them to us and she would be like, okay, study these exams with these answers. And then in the actual exam, just like copy one of the answers. So really, you weren't actually developing any of the like the analyzation part. You weren't developing any of that by yourself, like using critical thinking. You were doing that like by something you had already like memorized.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Which I feel like is not very effective because, like, as you were saying, you don't really learn a lot like that.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, I felt this because I had an experience specific in the last year of school, but I feel like they ran out of content in the last years. Like,
Content in what sense?
from 8th grade beyond, there's not much things to learn. You know, like, I get there's the, I don't know in Costa Rica, but here there's the, or United Emirates, but. Sorry, I need to cough a bit.
No, it's okay, don't worry. I'll cut it out later.
Great. So, basically the system here like doesn't have any content for you to learn from 8th grade beyond. So they do this specialization like if you like more like philosophy and history or reading in general, you go to the humanity type. And if you like more numbers, you go to math type. And if you like biology, you go to biology. You know, like you have three specializations. But I think that should be earlier because they do it in 3rd grade of penúltimo grado. No, es que acá es
Been.
octavo grado, primero medio, segundo medio, tercero medio, cuarto
Ah,
medio.
like. Entonces son como 11 años, son, perdón, 13 años de escuela. O sea, 3 años de colegio.
O sea, que es de primero a octavo y
Noveno,
después tenemos
décimo y
cuatro años más.
undécimo.
Claro, tenemos noveno, décimo, undécimo y doceavo.
Ah, ok, entonces son 14 años. Sí, ok. Sí te entendí.
Claro.
Entonces
So,
sería
I
un
feel like
décimo.
that.
Ah, ok.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, you know, like there, we have 12, 14 years, and in the year number
11.
13, they make you
Oh, okay.
the specialization. I feel like that should be earlier.
Oh, okay. I understand now. Yeah, okay. And why do you feel like they should do that
Because,
before?
first of all, in my specialization, basically, we barely touched the surface of philosophy, for
Oh,
example.
okay.
We talked a bit about Nietzsche, a bit about Aristoteles, but we never talked about, you know, we never, they never make us read like a full book of Nietzsche, never.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like it should be, you know, see from the 11th year ahead or 10th year, I don't know the number exactly, but after 8th grade, it should be the specialization because before that, you know, the things you learn in biology and math, if you're a humanist, it's nothing of, it's very specialization, you know, and it's nothing you actually gonna need in the future. And if you are a biologist, you know what you learn in language there, it's the same thing you've been learning for the last 3 years, so you don't need it.
Exactly.
So yeah, I feel like it's here at least it's very poorly
I
made,
feel
the
like,
school system.
like I feel like most school systems really focus still on like we're all gonna go and find jobs in the labor market and we're all gonna like work for companies or big multinationals as like another person. But not necessarily everybody wants to do that, and not necessarily like it's good to have the approach of like, oh, I'm studying so I can get a job.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, it's, I think it limits you more than it expands you,
Yes.
especially going through the end, because you need knowledge from eighth grade,
Yes.
you know, like you need basic
Yes.
knowledge, you need to be a working human being, but after that, you know, like it looks so useless to me. I don't know.
Like, I feel like school should be a place where you learn both academics but also practical skills. 'Cause like I got out of like school not knowing how to like handle my money or take care of myself or how to pay like my university classes.
Taxes.
Exactly, taxes. Like, I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do
Exactly,
that
like how do I
either. They
fucking
never
pay
taught me
taxes? They
that.
didn't teach me that. They didn't teach me how to make a bank account or how to use a credit card
Yeah.
or how to like, you know, for example, like when you go to if you're gonna work in an office, how do you dress for that? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You need to learn your things for yourself, and that's the kind of
Exactly.
stuff they could teach you in the
But
last
the
years.
exactly like school could have taught me this and I would have probably been a more whole person when I came out. And I would
Yeah,
know a
I
lot
totally agree
more,
with
like
that.
how I would know how to manage like money and how to like feed myself good foods and be healthy and like exercise and like how to exercise, like what's good for me, stuff like that. And like school doesn't focus on that. School focuses so much on like, oh, like you need to know math
Great.
and like the quadratic equation and I don't know, fucking formulas. Like we don't have calculators every day with us.
Yeah, no, of course. No, it's, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the school system, I can't put it towards exactly why, but I feel like it has failed a lot of people.
Yeah, especially like people who don't function well in the system, like anybody who's like not smart enough to do things themselves or needs extra help or has a disability or you know has like
Yeah, you know.
dyslexia, ADHD, these kinds of things, they don't think about that. They're like they need one normal person and they need to follow the
No, I
system
feel
when the
like.
system doesn't work for like 95, 99% of the population.
Yeah, no, I feel like, for example, I had this, going back to the theme of the special needs, I had this partner in school, this, no, compañeros, partners, no? Sorry.
Classmate.
Classmate, that's it. I had this classmate that had, a problem with his heart, and so he got an operation when he was very little, and all this chimichanga. I'm not gonna say his name, her name, actually, but she suffered a lot
Oh,
because of
that's so
this.
sad.
Yeah, and the school, instead of trying to help her, to, I don't know, become more, surpass their state, surpass the condition, it made her think, it made things easy for her. Like, they had these special tests that were for, that basically were how much 2 plus 2. I'm not lying to you, like, those were some questions in the test, and I mean, she wasn't. Of course, for her condition, she wasn't very br brilliant, but she wasn't stupid, you know? They treat you like, I think they treat people with that specific situation, very poorly. Like, they don't know if make things easy or how to evolve from one point to another. And that complicates things a lot for those kind of people, And I feel sad for them because, I mean, she wasn't a friend of mine or anything, but she was my classmate, dude. Like, I talked to her a lot of times, So, yeah, I felt sad for
Yeah,
her.
of course. Like, my dad has a friend whose son has an autoimmune disease. So he spent like almost 3, 4 months out of school because he was in a hospital, and the school didn't like help him enough to like be able to like still keep up in school while he was in the hospital. And they ended up having to like fail him, and he had to like retake the year again. And he lost a whole year of his life in school because of his disease, and his school could have made that easier for him, and they didn't.
Yeah, there's need to be a gray area between we make things easier, but at the same time we make them evolve from their
Yeah, like we need
situation.
to move
There needs
forward.
to be a gray area. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Evolve is kind of the wrong word. You're right.
And like, so what would you suggest that the school system do? Like, not only adapt things, but like, how can it better? Like, how can it ma improve?
It's hard, because I'm not the Minister of Education here, but it's hard. It's hard, because it's really difficult. But we need to find that gray area. I will suggest, I don't know, maybe make them take the test, with a teacher, a teacher that, goes through the subjects but don't change the subjects. Like, for example, my partner. They changed the subjects for her, basically. They made like the more basic thing. We were passing through, I don't know, multiplication. She was doing adding. Adding and adding is the name of sumas, no? Yeah. Great. Basically, they were doing her 3 plus 3, and they were doing us, 3 per 3. If that's like, don't put them behind us. But put her in a place where she can do it,
That makes sense.
like have a teacher explain to her things in the test, maybe explain the subjects so it can be easy for her, but at the same time don't change this. Yeah, it's usually that, don't change the subject.
Like, don't
Like,
underestimate the person.
yeah, that's it, that's it, don't underestimate them. Like, make them do the same exercise as us, and if they need help, they can talk to the teacher, and the teacher, of course, won't give her the
Yeah,
answer,
of
but
course, but like maybe help them out a bit.
explaining her the process.
Exactly. Yes. I do think that that's okay. Like, that should be something that should exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we've talked about all the topics that you had wanted to talk about. Is there anything else that you want to mention, or is that is that all?
I mean, not really today, no. Basically, I think we
You're
talked
all
about
talked
everything,
out.
so
Yeah, I get
yeah.
that. It's cool. Don't worry.
Oh my God, it's been an hour.
Yeah,
I
I
just
did not
noticed.
notice like it's been that long. I did not think, honestly, it was gonna last that long. I was actually worried. I'm like, oh crap, like we need to keep the conversation going. It's not gonna happen. But no, it's actually like evolved really well.
Yeah, I think we I think it will really well. I think we got good
Yeah,
chemistry,
I'm
girl.
really happy. And I wanna thank you again for coming. I hope that we can like work in the next few days together with like more episodes, and we can talk about the ideas that you had mentioned. And yeah, I honestly
Yeah.
think that that's gonna be it for today. And now I'm gonna give you some time if you wanna like self promo or mention anything, maybe give some motivation, inspiration out, you know?
Well, I was thinking about self-promo, but when you say motivation, I would be like a piece of shit if I didn't try to motivate someone. So, just people that are suffering, dude. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. No matter what Nietzsche said, he's a liar. He was depressed. That's why he didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay? You're gonna see it. I know it, dude. I trust you.
That's it.
That's my motivation
No,
speech.
I
It's
think
not
that's
very good, but it's
great.
what I
That's
got.
great motivation. Like, I think we should all like keep reminding each other, like, even though right now may be hard, there's gonna be a moment where it's not.
Yeah,
Yeah, so.
life is a bag of good and bad moments.
Exactly. It's just
Yeah.
it's those two things put together, but let's hope that the good things are better than the bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good things are worth going through the bad ones.
Yes.
That's the big
I
message I
definitely
think we should
agree
give.
with that. So, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I appreciate you
No,
both
thank
for
you for the
coming here
invitation.
and for the person that you are. You are sound like an amazing person. I would love to get to know you more. And again, thank you so much for believing in me in this project and being here.
No, of course. Thank you for doing it. I think, like I said before 1,000 times, but I think it's actually gonna help a lot of
I
people.
hope
I
so.
think you are gonna help a lot of
Yes,
people.
thank you. So
So,
yeah, I'm gonna stop recording
yeah.
here. And if you want to be a guest on the Rambling Podcast, all you have to do is go to either my TikTok or my Instagram at AntiCycidin, and there will be a link in my bio which will take you to a Google form. There you'll get the application and you can send it in, and I will contact you as soon as I can. And I really hope that you guys will apply and want to be guests so that I have the opportunity to talk to a lot of you guys who are absolutely amazing and talented people. And that's it for this episode of Rambling. And again, special thanks to Holy Pete for being in this podcast, and hopefully he will be making appearances in future episodes. So definitely stay tuned for that. And thank you for listening in to this week's episode of Rambling. We hope that you'll stay tuned for next week's episode. Stay safe, stay you, and keep rambling. Bye.